And a very good evening to you from me, Father Emil. A very warm welcome to you on the programme and to the programme as the sun sets. It's a Friday evening and, well, I know some of you have taken a long weekend because yesterday was a public holiday. Some people have taken the day off today, so a nice long weekend for some people. Anyway, I do hope that you've had a wonderful day yesterday and that you've got a great weekend ahead. But it's lovely to be with you at the end of the day, at the end of the week, simply to say thank you to the Lord for the gift of this week. And I know so many of you just love being with me for this half hour. And that warms my heart to know that you just love being with me. I don't know what it is that attracts you to the program, but it is just praying those beautiful psalms of the church, of Scripture, and also just listening to the Word of God in the Gospel and having a short reflection on that. And I do hope that some of the things I say touch your life and give you inspiration. So let's begin, as we always do, by asking the Lord to be with us. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Of our community here. When we can't find a scripture to tell us what to do, when we can't find a directive of the church to tell us what to do, when we can't find a leader in the community to tell us what to do, we need only ask one question, and that is, what would Jesus do? And if you do what Jesus would do, if you pray for the directive of the Holy Spirit in your heart, then you cannot go wrong. You will do the right thing. Will glorify the Lord. So let's sing it once more.
Jesus, name of all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord.
The Lord is great. Our God is high above all gods. And tonight we pray Psalm 114, which is about praise for the Lord who does marvelous things. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to His name, for He is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for Himself, and Israel for His own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever He wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas. He summons the clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain, and from His treasuries He sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians He smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders He worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in their greatness He struck, and kings in their splendor He slew. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land, and on His people their land He bestowed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is great. Our God is high above all gods. Sons of Israel, bless the Lord. Sing a psalm to His name, for He is loving. Lord, Your name stands forever, unforgotten from age to age. For the Lord does justice for His people. The Lord takes pity on His servants. Pagan idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. There is never a breath on their lips. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, bless the Lord. Sons of Aaron, bless the Lord. And sons of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear Him, bless the Lord. From Zion may the Lord be blessed, He who dwells in Jerusalem. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Sons of Israel, bless the Lord. Sing a psalm to His name, for He is loving. All peoples will come and adore You, Lord. Great and wonderful are Your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are Your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify Your name, O Lord? For You alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship You, for Your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All peoples will come and adore You, Lord. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said to His disciples, Do not store up treasure for yourselves on earth, where moths and woodworms destroy them and thieves can break in and steal. But store up treasure for yourselves in heaven, where neither moth or woodworms destroy them and thieves cannot break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. And it follows that if your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is diseased, your whole body will be all darkness. If then the light inside you is darkness, what darkness that will be! Well, another beautiful, beautiful encouragement from Jesus. Where is your heart? Where is your heart? Well, Jesus is saying, if you're storing up treasures for yourselves here on earth, the moths will come and destroy them, and the woodworms, or the thieves will break in and steal. So if we got anything that is really treasurable, can I put it that way? Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So store up treasure for yourselves in heaven, where there is no woodworm, where there is no stealing, no thieves coming in to steal at all. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And I think, isn't it true that we need to develop this, is it an art? I suppose it is an art, to place our treasure in heaven, to place our treasure with the Lord. There are many people I know who place their confidence and their trust in the things of this world. It's property, it's money, it's fame, it's status, it's prestige, it's all these sorts of things that we place so much trust and hope in. And Jesus is saying, don't do that. Don't store up treasure for yourselves. Don't say, well, now I've got lots of money. I've got thousands and hundreds of millions of rands and all the rest of it, and I'm all right. Because this can all disappear. You could have a financial crash in the world and you're going to be losing a lot of the money that you have and so on. And so if we place all our faith and our trust in our money, the Lord is saying that's in the wrong place. We must place our faith and our trust in God. Now we see that in Jesus himself, as he would every day go up into the mountains, onto the hillsides and pray. And I want to ask you today, how much do we place our faith and our trust in the Lord? Do we go, so to speak, to the mountainside? Do we come to the Lord and simply stay with him and be with him and place our faith and our trust in him? I remember years ago, I knew somebody in Zimbabwe. And this man had a big farm. And it did very well, in fact. But this man was up every day at 4 o'clock. And before he went out into the fields, before he unlocked the doors to his sheds, so to speak, he would be spending an hour in prayer before the Lord. Even though he was a very, very successful businessman, he realized that he had to depend on God. It was in God where he found his treasure. And Jesus is saying that to us today. It is in the Lord that we must place our trust. It is in the Lord that we must place all our treasures, because when we do that, we will be storing up treasures not on earth, where things can disappear and be stolen and just be given to corruption, so to speak, but store up treasure for yourselves in heaven. Place yourself in the Lord's hand. Let the Lord be the be-all and the end-all of your life. But sometimes, you see, we don't do that. Jesus uses the little example here of the lamp of the body is the eye. And he says that if your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. When we look at somebody who is absolutely honest and sincere, and you're looking into that person's eye, you almost look into their souls. When you look into the eye of a child, you really look into their hearts, into their souls. And so, if your eye is diseased, your whole body will be darkness. if there is a lot of corruption and a lot of deceit in you, it will all be reflected in some way in your eye. And if your eye is diseased, your whole body will be darkness. The light, as Jesus says, the light inside you will be darkness. My goodness, and what darkness that will be. So what Jesus is calling for us to be is to be honest and open and to place our faith and our trust in the Lord, in Him. And that there should be an absolute sincerity in us, in our lives, in the way we live with one another. And that we make our treasure in Him. That's what's going to bring us joy and happiness and peace. So let's pray today that what Jesus is talking about in the Gospel today and what Matthew is writing to his early Christians about in about the year 80, he's trying to tell them, don't be concerned about storing up things for yourselves on earth where you will be comfortable and where you will have everything that you need. Let your treasure be in heaven. Let your treasure be in God. And that we do in our prayer and in our orientation as Christians, in fact. We can place our faith and our trust in the Lord. But not in things on this earth, because things here can disappear, can be corrupted, can what can it be? It can be, things on this earth can be destroyed and can disappear. But in God we know we've got faith and trust. Let God be our anchor. Let God be the source of our life and our strength. And let that be what we see, so to speak, with our eyes, placing our faith and our trust in the Lord, placing our treasure in the Lord. That's what the Lord is asking of us today, and may the Lord give us the grace to do just that to the best of our ability. Christ loved us and has washed away our sins with His blood. Christ loved us and has washed away our sins with His blood. He made us a line of kings, priests, to serve God. Christ loved us and has washed away our sins with His blood. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Christ loved us and has washed away our sins with His blood. Now the Lord has come to help us, His servants. He has remembered His mercy. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For He has looked with favour on His lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy, the promise He made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has come to help us, His servants. He has remembered His mercy. Father, Christ prayed that we be forgiven through His passion. Well, as you accepted Him, accept His prayer for all sinners. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Through His beloved disciple, Jesus gave us Mary to be our mother. With her we pray to you for all her children. Father, heed the anguish of those who cry out to you with your son, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Help us to hear the cry, "I thirst," and help us to see your son even in the least of his brothers and sisters. And to the man dying with him, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, this day you will be with me in paradise." Father, let these words be heard again by those who die tonight. And we pray for those who have gone before us, signed with the sign of the cross. May they rise with Christ in power when his voice resounds again through the universe, "It is consummated." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Holy Father and Lord, you willed that Christ your Son should be the price of our salvation. Give us grace so to live that through sharing his sufferings we may be strengthened by the power of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Beautiful music there, which brings us to the end of our evening prayer. Well, it's been lovely being with you again this evening, ending a little bit earlier this evening, but be that as it may, it's been lovely being with you on this program as the sun sets, and I pray that you will place your faith, your treasure, in the Lord and not in the things of this earth, and that's what Jesus was telling us today in the Gospel, let your treasure be in him, your treasure be in the Lord, rather than in the things that make up our lives here and in which so many people place their faith and their trust. Right, now let me just remind you once again of our competition. Well, this weekend is Father's Day, all right? Father's Day this coming Sunday. And I really hope that this weekend you're going to consider making a little gift to your father. There's so many things you could do. You could buy him a bottle of whiskey. You could buy him a jersey or a pullover or a shirt or all sorts of things you could buy him. But why not get him a ticket? A ticket for the competition. The winning ticket, of course, is going to mean that two people will be able to go to the pilgrimage with me, on the pilgrimage with me in September when we go to Rome and Assisi for the canonization of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She's going to be declared a saint by our Holy Father, Pope Francis, on the 4th of September. So we're selling tickets, trying to sell 2,000 tickets It's so difficult selling 2,000 tickets, I must tell you. I don't know why it is that the tickets go so slowly. But it's Father's Day, and I'm really challenging you, I'm begging you this weekend, for your father or your husband, why not get him a ticket or two on the competition? All you need to do is take up your cell phone, tap in this number, 41809, 41809, that's right, and then in the message, type in the word Rome, and then your name. That's all you need to do. Send that. That'll cost you 1.50 rand. It's an ordinary SMS. But that is not entry into the competition yet. Someone will call you and give you the details of the bank account into which you should place your donation of 300 rand. And once you've done that, you're in the draw. And then on the 1st of July, in my program in the morning at about 7:15, we're going to be having the draw for the lucky winner, who will be entitled to two people going on the trip free of charge, a prize valued at about 80,000 rand. So it's a wonderful prize, and I really hope that you're going to take a ticket. It will be in support of Radio Veritas. It's your very own Catholic radio station, and I'm really asking you, take that into consideration. Even if you don't want to go on the pilgrimage, buy a ticket. You can always, if you win, give the ticket to somebody else. There are lots of people who would love to come on this pilgrimage with me in September. So keep it in mind, 41809, begin with the word Rome, followed by your name, and somebody will get back to you with the banking details. And then once you've deposited your 300 rand into the bank account, you'll be in the draw. And let's see whether we can't crack 1,000 tickets at least by the end of this week. Okay, that's what I leave in your hands. I really beg you from the depth of my heart that we will have people like yourself who are going to take these tickets and support Radio Veritas. We really do need your support if we're going to continue bringing the good news to people for a change. Okay, well, that's where I'm going to leave it. So from me, Father Emil, have a super weekend. Have a great, great weekend. And I'll be back with you again on Sunday with Mass, and then again Monday morning at 6 o'clock with our program, Matins. So from me, Father Emil, goodbye and God bless.